And welcome to The Good Life with me, Eileen. We are here this morning with the word from the Lord, and that word is purpose. And when I started the radio show in 2013, the whole point of it was to open people's minds to living differently in the world with love, tolerance, compassion for ourselves and everyone else. And so that was the purpose of my show. And so he wanted me to kind of bring it back to that, because we're here, or I'm here, or the purpose of this, going back to purpose, is to open people's minds. It's not to drive anything down people's throats. I'm offering seeds, I'm offering information, and at the point that it's ready for you to receive, you're ready to receive. And for those who are ready, we are moving forward. So it's for everyone, and everyone is at different parts of their journey. It's not judging people's journeys. When people are talking about judgment, no, we're not judging people's journeys. But if you are a believer and you're on the journey, we should have righteous judgment. We should, if you see your friend about to fall into a pothole, you should say, hey, there's a pothole, don't fall in it, right? We should do those things for each other. So there is the difference, and we really need to walk in that purpose. And so the scripture he gave me today is, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So I say this because, you know, a lot of time our plans are not his plans. Actually, that's one of the things he was talking about. So he gave me 6 points today, and so I'm going to break down those points. Number one, he's telling everybody, and this is for the city of New Orleans, but this is a corporate message. Number one, rest and get ready. This morning, you know, I had gotten up early, had gotten, you know, some of my, you know, words and stuff together. And he was like, rest, Eileen. And I was like, what? I get to chill for a little bit. He's like, just rest for a second. I was like, okay, God, we have a lot of stuff coming up. We are dealing with a lot. He wants us to take those moments to rest and to take care of ourselves, because when we're called and the suddenly comes, we need to go. So he's getting us ready for our purpose. Number two, he knows that a lot of believers feel like they're suffering right now, but this is all for your protection. He sees what we don't see. He knows what we don't know. And I'm telling you, if he says to redirect or something, do it. Number three, he's taking us through the fire, but it's to burn off what is not of him. And so we really have to have that understanding of why we're going through this. Lots of people, like, you're having healing from, like, stuff from, like, elementary school, from, like, birth. The Lord is taking us through the fire to take us to the next level. And so we have to go through it if we want to go to the next level. We can't take, like, Bag Lady, we can't take all that toxicity to the next level. So we got to drop our bags and go. Number four, what you see as a bad thing is really a redirecting. God is redirecting us. He is repositioning us. He is like nobody's business. He is like, and it's happening like that. And so that's a lot of what you see. And he wants you to understand that there may be something that looks like a disruption in your life, but it really is a reposition. Number five, more often than not, our plans are not God's plans. So we need to really kind of let go of that. I can give my first-handed testimony of this, because honestly, I didn't even think I was gonna be in New Orleans. I was, you know, in another city doing something totally different. I had to come back here for one reason, and I thought it was for one reason, I thought. And then I ended up being here longer, and I'm like, what is going on? This was not in my plan. And then he really had to sit me down and be like, I need you to step in your position and do A, B, and C. I need you to walk in your purpose. And so he did it to me. He's doing it to all of us. We are walking in our purpose, and that's what he's doing right now. So like I said, number five, more often than not, our plans are not God's plans for us. And number six, yield and trust him. Yield and trust him. When I realized I was kicking and screaming, trying to leave and go back and finish some stuff, and God was like, no, I have you here for a reason, I had to yield and trust him. And once I did that, he began to show me and give me so much revelation. And now, honestly, I'm here because I want to help the people of New Orleans. I want to help our community. I love y'all. And this is a part of my purpose. And so that's what we're doing. And he's asking all of you to yield to him. He's going to show you your purpose so we can all walk into it. We are doing kingdom business right now. He's putting us together. We're going two by two, and we are walking in our purpose. He's getting us together to do that. So open your minds and get ready, because that's what we're doing, and start yielding to the process, because a lot of people are really holding on to the past, and you can't move forward holding on to the past. Like, you gotta go. Gotta go. Actually, gotta go right now too. We gotta make this decision, get off the fence and let it go. And this is actually goes with number six too. The tables are being shifted for believers. Soon you will take the head and sit in your rightful places. So you know that saying that you don't have to be sitting at the head of the table is gonna shift for you? Well, that's exactly what's happening now. The table is shifting for us and moving, and we may think it's uncomfortable or not see it as a positive thing, but it really is. He's taking us through the fire. So that's the word that I have with regarding to purpose that the Lord gave me. And I do just have 2 points regarding the bishop who spoke about Beyonce's songs and lyrics and things like that. And the Lord really wanted to get this out. Number one, the bishop was absolutely correct for instructing his flock. And people who are saying he's being judged mental and all these things, we need to really check their hearts, because the enemy comes to deceive us, and do not be deceived. Actually, this is a great time to be able to kind of peep game and see how the enemy uses people, So watch out, because people do it knowingly and unknowingly, and we get used. All of us do. I've been used. We've all been used. When you have an open door to sin, that's why we really need to consecrate ourselves, fast and pray, make it a regular in your life. And with that, about righteous judgment, the Lord brings us back to John chapter 7, specifically John 7:24, and it says, look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly. And in that chapter, Jesus was speaking to the leadership of the church, because they were judging him for healing on the Sabbath. And he said, look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly. So we are supposed to be judging righteously each other and believers. So we are supposed to be helping each other along the way. We're not just supposed to be letting each other just chill in our sin and just be like, oh, it's okay to be doing that. No, it's not. We can love each other through it. You're not supposed to be mean to somebody. You're supposed to love them through it. But, oh, speaking of it, love them through it. But we are supposed to offer righteous judgment. So there's that. So that's the word that the Lord gave me today, and I'm sharing it with you all. Hope you have a great day. See you later.